prophecies were fulfilled surrounding the birth of Jesus. And this morning we'll look at a few of those prophecies from the Old Testament and then the New Testament fulfillment. The fact that intricacies were knit together from ancient times and brought to life years later fascinates us. Jesus would be born in Bethlehem. From Micah 5:2, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall come forth unto me he that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting." And then from Matthew 2:1, "After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, magi from the east." Jesus would be born of a virgin and be named Emmanuel. From Isaiah 7:14, "The Lord himself will choose the sign. A child shall be born to a virgin, and she shall call him Emmanuel," meaning God is with us. Then, from Matthew 1:23, "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us.
Just as these details were predicted and fulfilled, our names are written in the palms of God's hands. He knows the number of our days. This remains a mystery to us so that we may live each day to the fullest and to the purpose God has planned for us.
James 4:14 asks the question, "What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and vanishes. We do not know what tomorrow will bring, but we know that we must do while we are here."
Dear Lord, bless us as we do your will and use the days you have given us to be a blessing to others. We pray this in Jesus' name with his words.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.